This goes to Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, fax 989-875-3732. Regarding Dwayne, it's D-W-A-I-N, Rippy, R-I-P-P, like Paul, I-E, date of birth 10-19 of 1954. Dear Dr. Prouty, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Rippy with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was April 10th of this year. He has gained 11 pounds over the last 8 months, but he states his blood sugars are greatly improved since he was switched from Trulicity to Actos, 30 milligram once a day. And he is feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, no dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, in addition to Actos, I want to highlight lisinopril, 5 mg daily, bisoprolol, 5 mg twice a day, Eliquis, 5 mg twice a day. He's on metformin and glipizide. Chlorthalidone is 25 mg twice a day. He's on Lipitor, low-dose aspirin of 81 mg daily, and potassium, 20 mL equivalent once daily. Physical examination, weight 246 pounds, pulse is 67, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 150/76. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, without ascites, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-3-2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.5 with estimated GFR of 50. Albumin 4.4, calcium 9.0, phosphorus 2.9, sodium 136, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 24, hemoglobin is 12.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms. 2, diabetic nephropathy, the patient reports improved diabetic control. 3, hypertension, slightly higher blood pressure today in the office. The patient reports home readings are 120 to 130 over 70, usually when he checks them. We've asked him to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months, and to follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.